Some hachanis for hadlakas neiros. This kuntres ber hachaim is from Rabbi Avram Elimelech Biderman, who's a very chashuv mashpia in Yisrael. And there are some very important and beautiful ha'aris that will help us to have some good thoughts during Hadlakas Neiros. I thought it would be a good idea to try to do a little bit, an hour madrega, to try to prepare for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. So look inside on Samach Vav, which is Haneiros Halalu Kredeshem, on the right side. Haneiros Halalu Kredeshem, Ubegardel Chashivas Mitzvah Rabbezu. What's happening when we light Hanukkah candles? To get a little bit of a taste of what we find in the Svarim HaKadoshim. Ein lanu shemetz shel hasaga ad kama poel yehudi ba'olam hazeh ha'elyon b'shoah she'hoilech lahadlik neiros Chanukah. We don't have even a little bit of a hasaga of how much a person, even simple people like ourselves, how much we're able to be poel in all olamos, in all the worlds, at the time that we're lighting the Chanukah candles. Pesach v'reinu ya'iru, v'meshe re'isi mevi'im ha'sefer, me'ir eini chachavim la'rav ha'kodesh v'me'im karitshav, v'talmidei rav ha'kodesh v'b'zev v'mizhetomer, mizel l'shan kodesh. This tzaddik, the Talmud of the Zhetomer, he wrote a whole sefer on the Inyan of Chanukah, on the Inyan of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. And he writes the following. Yamin ha'odam be'munah shleima. Yamin ha'odam be'munah shleima. That a person should believe be'munah shleima. Shebevadai be'eis omdo l'hadlokas ner Chanukah. That vadai, when the time comes and he's standing to light the ner Chanukah. Sh'aim demalov kol ha'nitzaytis ha'kadoshis. That all of the nitzaytis ha'kadoshis, all of the nitzaytis, the sparks of Kedusha, shelo, his own, umei ovois avoisov ad odom harishin. Umei ovois avoisov ad odom harishin. And from his entire mishpacha, from all of his ancestors. From all of his ancestors, and all of his Gilgulim, all the nitzaytis of Kedusha, ad odom harishin. That these nitzais of Kedusha, whatever this means, we don't, these are, obviously it's a deep Indian. The tzaddikim used to be Isaac, and maybe there's still lots of tzaddikim that are Isaac in helping neshamas out from earlier times that need tikkunim. So these tzaddikim say that they have such a Kabbalah that when even a simple person is standing to light the Chanukah menorah, that person's nitzaytis of Kedusha from within himself, from his family, all the way back to other Mirishim, are standing there, are there by the time of Hadlakas Neiros. And if the person will have a little bit of his service, or there'll be some his service when he's lighting the candles, then somehow perhaps he'll be able himself to lift up these nitzaytis, to help them have a tikkun. We'll do the note afterwards. Let's just do a little bit more. It's a very important note. We'll go back to it in a minute. And at the time they were lighting the Chanukah candles, there's a hisaris of the miracles that were back then. He writes, Sherish mitzvah sadlokis ner Chanukah hu. The sherish, the root of the mitzvah of ner Chanukah, is kedei lo'ira nisim v'neflos gam ata. And we're desperately in need of miracles, individually and as a people. Ditav Leif says that the inyan of Sh'os Nisim L'Avosene B'Yom Ahim B'Zman Hazeh means that when we light Chanukah candles now, we're able to be Mo'er and Nisim in the flows, Gam Ateh, we're able to be Mo'er and Nisim in the flows now. Bekosavod, Shazo Iker Teshmushon Hivashea Behem Gam Hayom. And this is the main purpose of the candles, is to bring about a Yeshua Gam Hayom, even now. V'omu Tzadikim, Shein Oid Chefza Ba'olam, Shehei Skulasa La'or Anisim Dumya Dineves Chanukah. And the Tzadikim have taught that there is no other mitzvah, there's no other Chefza in the world, there's nothing else in the world that has the ability to be Ma'or Anisim like the Neves Chanukah. Ki etzem haner, hino chefza denisim neflos. The etzem haner, the candle itself, etzem haner is a chefza of nisim neflos. V'chein omar rav ha-kodesh bal chidush ha-harim igur s'chusi leinu, sh'lchein tiknul v'orach sh'os ha-nisim. And that's why Chazal were misakin to make the brocha of sh'os ha-nisim be'ez ha-dlokas ha-neris. Ki ha-oros ha-nisim misa-reris ayideh ha-neris. That by lighting the candles, we're opening up the wellspring of Nisan. Oid v'isi v'sev v'refu v'chaim. L'makubu v'chaim palad shi zatzal. Shabishas hadlokas neiris chanukah nasis eis rotzen. At the time of lighting the chanukah candles is tremendous eis rotzen. Umidas hadin mizbatelas. And the midas hadin, at the time that we're lighting chanukah candles, the midas hadin is mizbatel. Umisareris midas harachmim. And there's a tremendous isaris of Midas HaRachamim. Umevi me'azor HaKodesh Shahadlokas Neiris HaMenorah Beis HaMikdash Haysa Ma'areris Midas HaRachamim Ba'olam Dum Yidit Ki HaShoifah Shor HaShoshanah. He brings from the Zohar HaKodesh that when they would light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Hisaris of Rachamim in the world. That was the only other time of the year that there was something like that, was by Tki HaShoifah. V'achinami hadlokas neiris chanukah. Our chanukah candles that we light, the sherish of our chanukah candles, have come from the miminoris hamikdash. And me'oreris afhi rachmim v'chasodim b'morim k'mo ha'shofar b'rosh Hashanah ma'hapach es midas hadin l'rachmim. So all of the Torahs about the shofar, that the Gemara says, that Chazal tell us that when we blow the shofar, Hashem, it has the ability to kivyochel carry Hashem over from the kisei hadin to the kisei harachamim, all of that is by hadlokas neiris, b'shas hadlokas neiris chanukah. To be mahapach the din l'rachamim. Ubenei yisosra kosav, shagam ubederach klal, shari gan eden skuros b'shos halayla. Even though generally we know that al pi Kabbalah, we know that the gates of Gan Eden are closed during the nights of the hour, that the Gan Eden also has certain hours, and the hours are during the day, to be able to somehow enter into Gan Eden, for the tefillah to enter into that highest place. Achmedivya Rav HaKadosh Pinchas Mikoritz, Mashma Shebishos Hadlokas Neus Chanukah Tyrant Psichen Afla Eis Erev. That even though when we light Chanukah candles it's already night, there's a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim that the Taran Psichim, that the gates of Gan Eden are wide open during the time of the light Chanukah menorah. Now look inside footnote Nun Beis, back on the first page. Look on the right side, on the bottom, Nun Beis. Miltsa de Shchichehi, Shehei Odom Mezalzel Ba'ervis HaGadolim Sheyesh B'yon Me'elu, B'nei Shein Amam and Shagam B'yad Ish Poshut K'moyse Litzkos B'ham. It's a very common thing, the Mechaber writes, for a person to be mezalzel, not to take the Chanukah candle so seriously, because he doesn't believe shagam biyad ish pashut k'mayis elizkos behem, that a simple person can, he doesn't believe that a simple person can be zeichim in all these things that we're reading about, like we're reading right now, all of these things that we just read, that it's possible that during the time of hadlokas neiris a person is able to give an aliyah to all the nitzotzes of himself, his parents, grandparents, and great grandparents back to other merishim. So when you hear words like that, you think, wow, that's maybe tzaddikim do stuff like that. I don't know what a nitzaitz is. I don't know what that spark is, and I certainly can't lift any sparks up in my life. I don't know what that means. And then when you hear that b'shas hadlokas neiris, that you're able to change dinim into rachamim, mamish into rachamim, and it's like the time of tekiyah shofar. So that's not, we think that it's not negate to people like us. But when it comes to nisim, that is a time that we can be more in nisim and klal yisrael, nisim for ourselves, nisim for other Jews. So it's the nature of a person, an ish pashut, to think that, not to believe that that's possible for himself to do such a thing. The tzarech l'chazek l'daz, therefore we have to mechazek ourselves to know, Shadvarm Sha'amra Tzadikim, the Mindless Yimei Chanukah, that all of the things that we find in the Svarma Kedoshim regarding the Mindless of these days of Chanukah and what happens when we light candles, that's why I wanted to go over a few of these things. Shayachim the Kol Yehudi Vihudi, the Kol Matzev Shehu. The Shayach to each and every Jew. Like I mentioned last night, the story from the Chayzer, that even a guy that was a Russian, Mom was the lowest person who was informing other Jews, that B'Shas Maisi, when he was lighting the Chanukah candles, the Chayzer said that he was causing an Ur to shine in B'chol Ha'ilamitz. So that wasn't like us. That guy, we're all right. We're nice guys. We have our issues, but we're nice guys. That was talking about Mamash of Russia. And even a Russia Gomer, when he was lighting the Chanukah candles, he was causing all of these things to happen. So the Ikkar is to believe Be'emuna Shleima, that all of the things that we read in the Svarma Kedoshim, and we're going to see some more of them in a minute, is shayach to every single Jew. B'chol matzav shehu. That this is what's happening when we light the Chanukah menorah. Zuhaisam melchemes ha'yevanim. Now the reason it's so hard for us to believe in this is because that goof is the melchemes ha'yevanim. One of the chevra was telling me that there were unfortunately some lectures that were given last week, I don't know by who, or 2 weeks ago, but one of the guys was telling me that there were some lectures that were given to them. They were making fun a little bit of the Indian of the dreidel. That to say, like some, I don't know, some professor over here or something was saying about how the, or somebody, I don't know who it was. I don't care who it was, but somebody was making chayzik of the Indian of the dreidel. There are no real historical or halachic or hashkafic, whatever the words they used, you know, the Misyavnim used these words. There are no roots to the minhag of dreidel. So how could such a thing happen that in a place where Torah is being learned that there are people who talk that way, even those who are teaching Torah would say things like that. The Torah says that's the result of the Yevanim. These are casualties still that go back to the time of Yevanim Nikvitzu Alai. What's Melchemes HaYevanim? Shenisu b'chochma l'achnis is eres hayeyush b'leiv Yisrael. The Inyan of Yevan was that everything, of course, has to be understood. Everything has to be understood scientifically, philosophically, and so on. And to try to inject that poison of yeyush, of despair, b'leiv Yisrael, into the heart of a Jew, shiachshavu she'enem ru'im l'klum. That a Jew should see himself as a person that's not roi for all of these things. The truth is that the dreidel is an unbelievable, unbelievable thing, and the tzaddikim saw in it very deep and great mysteries. Rabbi Nachman, Sicha Seran, Sicha Mem, the famous Torah from Bnei Yisrael, and this tzaddik, Rabbi Meir Karstover, has in his Sefer unbelievable things of the dreidel, what the dreidel is, and why is it that Jews for centuries and centuries have such an inyan of using a dreidel. What's the inyan of the dreidel? So a person who got stuck in Yavan in Greece and never was zeicher to the Nes of Chanukah, so uses these lashanis of yeyush. Kilo things don't mean anything. It doesn't make any sense, and we don't have any historical evidence. I don't know, the archaeologists didn't find a dreidel someplace, you know, in Pekin. I don't know. They didn't find any traces of a dreidel someplace in any archaeological dig. So therefore, the dreidel is meaningless. Chas v'chalil. The people that say these things are never chad dreik, you understand? They're dreik cups. Their heads were taken, their minds were taken by Yavam. A Yiddish cup, a Jewish mind, is filled with this, with the emunah, that all of these things, every single minute, that the Baruch Shalom, the Baruch Shalom's hand is on the dreidel, and that a Jew believes the emunah shleim, that every single spin that we take in life, every turn in life, everywhere we go, everything that we do, is all the hashgacha pratis, and the person believes b'emunah shleima, that every single moment of life is filled with nisim, mamish nisim. But a person who's messiahish, a person who gives up and sees his life as being meaningless, or sees himself that he's not royal for any of these nisim, that's Yavan. B'zayuvan mashagozra ha'yavanim, and therefore we understand. It was a very strange gzeira that the Yevanim made. Again, it could be that these historians don't believe in this either. But the Yevanim made a gzeira, kisvu lachem al keren hashar, to engrave on the, that every Jewish family had to engrave on the keren, on the horn of their ox, she'en lechem chelik b'lokei Yisrael. It's a strange gzeir. I'm sure you all heard this. That everybody had to engrave on the horn of the ox. Why davka on the keren? Why davka of the ox? The inyan of the shor is Yosef Atzadik b'chah shor hadaloi. But everybody had to engrave on the ox, ein lanu chelik b'lokei Yisrael. We have no chelik b'lokei Yisrael. L'chara lav reisha seifav hadvar tzaisim zedzem yinei ubei. Shari b'tchila amru, ein lechem chelik. So the Yevanim, the gzeir of the Yevanim was, ein lechem chelik. You have no chelik at all. You have no portion at all. U'misayimim b'lokei Yisrael. So it's a funny thing to say, ein lechem chelik b'lokei Yisrael. Why? Because if you don't believe in God, so then there's just no chelik. You have no, you have, there, either there's ein Elokim, there's no God, or ein lechem chelik. So the gzeir itself was that Jews have to say, ein lanu chelik b'lokei Yisrael. B'lokei Yisrael. And the God of Israel. Mashma shekash bochu elokei Yisrael. It's mashma that Hashem is elokei Yisrael. But what are the Yevanim telling you? The Yevanim are telling you personally, listen, there is such a thing as Elokei Yisrael. The Yevanim is saying, there is such a thing as the God of Israel. But I want you to know, Ein Lecha Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. You don't have a Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. And there's all of those things that Elokei Yisrael is about, and all those things that Elokei Yisrael promises. There is such a thing as Elokei Yisrael. But Ein Lecha Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. You don't have a Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. Because of whatever you've done in your life, because you're an Amaritz, you're a Rosha, you're a Mushkus, you're a Manufu, you're Baal Lashon Hara, whatever it is you are. So because of that, Ein Lecha Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. So when you put on your tefillin, you feel like, alright, certainly when Tzadikim put on their tefillin, it's a big inyan. But when I put on my tefillin, Ein Lecha Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. I don't have a Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. That's what the Yevanim wanted. The Yevanim weren't saying, don't believe that there's such a thing as a Elokei Yisrael. That's not what they were saying. They were saying to you, Ein Lecha Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. Therefore, when you go to light your Hanukkah candles, alright, you're being the kind of halacha. But all the fancy things that you read in this one that happen when you light Hanukkah candles, Ein Lecha Chelik B'Zeh. That's not you. That's not you. That's other people, maybe. Some tzaddikim, but it's not you. El Mevoras Vasemis. The Vasemis explains, She'ikim Melchamtan Shal Hayivanim Hayilahachdir Etzi Yisrael, that the main Melchama of the Greeks was to try to bring into Yisrael, She'elam Chelik V'Nachla B'Lokei Yisrael, that there should be a coldness. That I don't have a chelik b'lokei Yisrael. There is no lokei Yisrael. But I don't have a relationship with lokei Yisrael. I don't have a chelik b'lokei Yisrael. Hainu she'enam es ha'koach v'agvur l'zazeya es kol ha'oil misal yoni. I don't have the koach and the gvur to cause all the higher worlds, mamish, to move. U'lefarnes b'ma'aseyim kivyoch l'zavim shebishamayim. And I don't have the ability through my mitzvahs and through my brachas, and through my kavanas, I don't have the ability, kivyochel, to give parnosah to Hashem, like it says in the Zohar, that the Jewish people, through our avodah, that we are being mefarnes the Shechina, that we're providing a parnosah for the Shechina. The main milcham of the Yevanim was not against belief in God, it was against believing that I have the ability to bring these things about, that I have the ability, mamish, to affect all worlds, to affect kivyochel the Shechina. Where it says in the Zohar, Yisrael mefarnes and lavim shebashamayim. The Sfasema says it's not necessary to explain that this Melchama of the Yevanim, what the Yevanim stood for, is Sheker Muchlad. Sheker Muchlad is a total lie. For Chol hear her tshuva, that when a Jew has even the tiniest little thought of tshuva, umayse toiv, or a Jew does even a little umayse toiv, whatever it might be, he makes a bracha, he does a mitzvah, whatever it is, any ma'aseh tov, she'ish Yisrael oisa, that a Jew does, eino halach le'ibud. It's not lost. Eino halach le'ibud. It makes a big thing. It's a big deal. Lo yo'id ela shu'oilu l'mala ad kiseh ha'kavu. Anything that you and I do, any bracha we make, any tefillah that we say, any mitzvah that we do, even in the simplest way, is oilu l'mala ad kiseh ha'kavu. The Yevanim didn't want that. That's the meaning of Ein Lanu Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. I don't have an effect upon Elokei Yisrael. I don't have a Chelik B'Elokei Yisrael. My actions, my thoughts, my words don't move, kivyachal, Elokei Yisrael. Don't have a chelik in Elokei Yisrael. It has no impact upon Hashem. It has no bearing upon Hashem's life, kivyachal. And when a person feels that way, then he says his bracha. You know, it doesn't make a difference. Ashik is supposed to be like, he doesn't, and he lights the candle to be yotze. He puts on tefillin to be yotze. But it doesn't make a difference if I get to davening 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late, because only chelik b'ilkei Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom has not. My davening doesn't make a difference with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the difference if I'm 10 minutes late? What's the difference if I'm late? What's the difference if I skip? What's the difference if I say this or I don't say this? Because mimela I don't have a chelik b'ilkei Yisrael. That's what the Yevanim wanted. That a Jew should feel that he doesn't have a chelik b'ilkei Yisrael. Doesn't say they want that a Jew shouldn't believe in God, but just that he shouldn't. You can believe in God, but you don't have a chelik in God. You don't have a chelik b'elokei Yisrael. K'mesh pirish b'yismach Moshe sakosuv l'sisosi b'rich b'parad m'yisich ra'ayosi. It says in Shir Hashim. It's a strange pasuk. L'sisosi b'rich b'parad, like the horses of the chariots of Paro. That's how I imagine, and that's to what I compare my beloved. So what does that have to do with the horses? So he says. So in other words, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamshel asatim kivyochel lichvei paro. Hashem is comparing himself to the horses of the chariots of Paro. What does that mean? So he says, the Yismach Moshe explains, Shekash Baruch Hu Mamshel Es Atzmai Kiv Yochel Erich Bei Paro Vu HaRoich Eval Susasi Elu Yisrael. And who are the ones that are driving the chariot? Yisrael. Dimisich Rayosi. As Hashem says to us, I am like a horse, and you are like the driver of the horse. You, meaning each Jew. You take me where you want. That's Hashem says to each Jew. Susasi Erich Bei Paro. It says in the Medrash that when the Mitzrayim saw that the waters were going back from Kriyas Yamsuf, there were still some Egyptians that didn't yet go into the Yamsuf. So of course they right away screeched on the brakes of the horses, because they saw they were heading into the opening, and now the water was starting to close. So these midstream that still weren't in the water yet, they started not to drive into the water. So they tried to avoid that. The Medrash says, "Achlo hitzlichu," they weren't mitzliach. Why? Kiasu sayirotz imrocha bayom. That was one of the nisim also that we say in Oz Yosher. That the horses, even though the horse would have been afraid, but the horses just ran into the water. Yesh biyad knesset Yisrael ahani kivyochel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shuroichev ha'arovitz. Kivyochel Hashem says, l'susasi berich beparo demisich ra'ayosi, that we are being compared to the horses of the chariots of Paro, that were able to take the driver, the horses took the drivers of the chariots where they wanted to go, not with the drivers. The horses have their own will, and Hashem says about each and every Jew that you are like that horse that goes where you want and takes me. Now, I'm not the driver, even though normally Hashem, we say, of course, is the driver. Hashem is Reichev Ba'arovas. Hashem is the driver. He's in charge. But Hashem praises us and says, "I gave you such koach. You should know that when you daven, when you learn, when you do mitzvahs, you're like the susasi berich beparo, that you take me." You move me. That's what Hashem says. You're carrying me. That through our actions, we're affecting and changing all the worlds. It's also found in the Zohar Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer, and other tzaddikim, the Hindu Dechsiv. Ki chelak Hashem amoy, Yaakov chelva nachalosa. It says in Pasuk, chelak Hashem amoy, that Am Yisrael is Chelek Hashem, Yaakov, the Jewish people, Yaakov, Chevel Nachaloso, is the rope of Hashem's inheritance. So why are you being compared to a rope? To a rope. So B'chaim Elozner says, Sheklal Yisrael k'shurim v'achuzim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chevel aroich ma'od. That every single Jew is attached to Hashem with a long rope. ולכן בבחינה מסוימת אין שום חילוק היכן הוא עומד ומה המרחק שיש בינו לבין הקדוש ברוך הוא. Therefore, on some level, there really is no difference how far away you are from Hashem, as long as you're holding on to the rope. כי לא אלו ממייחזיק וינענה את ראשו האחד של החבל. Because even if the rope is even if the rope is 10,000 feet long, even the rope is 100 miles long, if you move the end of the rope, if you move one end of the rope, that movement of the end of the rope is felt all the way by the beginning of the rope. You can make an experiment later on. Take a rope, and not a little string. You take a rope, and go one person over here, another person somewhere. You can go to Muncie or something. And give a little knetch like this. Not only will you feel it on the other side, but it starts to make, the little thing that you give over here, makes big, the rope starts to make like big waves. And you give a little bit of a knetch here, it starts to make waves, bigger waves later on. So therefore, Chaim Volozhin is saying, when it says in Torah, Yaakov chevel nachaloso, that a Jew is holding on to a rope with Hashem. I mean, even if you've gotten very far away from him, so you might think that since I'm so far, my bracha doesn't move him. My bracha doesn't affect kivyachol the shechina. My bracha doesn't do anything in the olamis. Therefore, it says Yaakov chevel nachalosai. But you should know that even if you're far away from Hashem because of whatever you feel far away from Hashem, you should know that every thought, every word, every mitzvah, every action, everything, you're still holding on to the rope. Therefore, everything that you do in your life is affecting kivyachol the shechina. It's asasi berich beparut in misich rayosi. Therefore, mibchin mesuyem is ain shum chiluk. Of course, it's better to be close to Hashem. It's better to be right up next to him, holding you up next to him. But mibchin mesuyem is on some level ain shum chiluk heichen hu oimet. Ma hamerchak sheis ben lo ben akash broki ilo ilum amyafzik binaneyas roisha hechad shalachel yugash ninu b'ktze Hashem. Because whenever you move the rope on one end, it's felt on the other end. V'achinami me'ila avodas yehudi lazazeis kol olamos. What a Jew does is lazazeis kol olamos. So what did the Yevanim want? The Yevanim wanted each and every one of us to write, Ein lanu chelek b'lokei Yisrael. That we don't have this relationship of ki chelek Hashem amoy, Yaakov chevel nachalasa. So the Yevanim are saying, you can believe in God, but don't think that what you're going with a little Hanukkah, with a little Shamus, someplace in some little menorah that you got for a dollar or something, and you go and you light this candle, don't think that's bringing about all the things that it says in the Sfarim, with all the tikkunim, that Hashem is midas arachim, and yimayir and nisim, and you're being misakin the shamas and gilgulim. Don't think that that's talking about you. That's talking about, you know, the ismach moisha, some of the sasamas. It's not talking about you. Lecha, ein lecha chelek b'lekei Yisrael. You don't have a chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Your davening doesn't reach Elokei Yisrael. Your mitzvahs that you do while you're half asleep, those mitzvahs ain lecha chelek b'lekei Yisrael. They don't have any impact upon Elokei Yisrael. That's what the Yevanim wanted. So you can have people that they call themselves, you know, b'nei Torah, even Talmid Chacham, and they'll say that when a Jew spins a dreidel, it doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. He brings earlier, I was doing this last week, a different part earlier, with some of the chevra from the shul. He brings from the old Sklana Rebbe, Susi Galani. He brings an unbelievable lashon about the dreidel from the Sklana Rebbe. Just listen, you don't see it in front of you, just listen. He says, Sha'in l'adun l'siyayish v'narach ma'apishoshim l'suv b'tzaras t'shulis v'achmar l'aslan. Something is a person, he's surrounded by tzaras. No matter what he does with his life, it always comes out of his shin, you know? Everything's a shin. Monday's a shin. Tuesday's a shin. Not even a nun. He would already say, once in a while, let me have a nun, you know? I don't need anything to be. Nun could be, nun's like nothing, you know? Nothing. Once in a while, just a day where nothing, doesn't have to be anything good, but nothing bad. Just nothing good or bad. Just boring, simple. But there are Jews, Nabuch, that they don't have like that. Forget about it. Gimel, hey, not even a nun. Everything is, they feel is shit. So a person surrounded by tzaras. So what could you do? So listen to the lashon of the old Shulani Rebbe. This Rebbe's Yibal Macham Lachaim's father, the tzaddik Muflo. Mashmutal of lasus hu l'stoyve pnimel Hashem. All a Jew can do is l'stoyvev pnima el Hashem. How do you translate that? L'stoyvev pnima el Hashem. Spin yourself inward to Hashem. Stop looking outside for your Yeshua. Stop depending upon your friends. Stop depending upon the world. Stop depending upon the economy. Stop depending upon Obamacare. Stop depending upon your team. Your this, your that. Turn yourself inward. He says, "Zergeben ein dreier ein zum Bashefer." Spin. Give yourself one spin to the Bashefer, to the Baruch Shalom. Relach says, "Bitzel knafah." When a Mela Dreitman zecharois from element. When a Jew spins himself towards Hashem, he pulls himself mamish out of everything. He enters into a different world. When he spins himself away from the world, he turns himself inward. Turns himself ein drei. It's about Shafat HaKadosh Baruch. He's able to spin himself. Next page, go to the next page. Samachas. Bibriyas Olam Barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bibriyas Olam Barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Ha'or HaGonuz V'Kova Bibriya. When Hashem created the world, V'Yom Lekim Hi Or, so of course He created that light that was hidden. He created that light of gracious. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaGonuz V'Kova Bibriya, and he was conveyed in creation. V'Gilu Lanu Chazal, Chazal Megalatos, Kevish Nistakal HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Dor HaMavol, and Hashem looked at the Dor HaMavol in the future. B'Dor HaFlog and the Dor HaFlog of Rosh HaMaaseh Mikul Kolam, he saw that they were doing all kinds of disgusting things. Hamad V'Gonzu Mehen, Hashem hid that light of creation. The light that we have now is not the HaGonuz. Hashem hid the HaGonuz. Olumi Gonzo, and for who was it hidden? L'tzadikim l'azalav. The Gemara says, for the tzadikim in the future, l'azalav. V'yigidu tzadikei hadaris, and the tzadikim have taught. And anybody who learned a little bit B'nai Yisrael Chanukah knows that this is the nekuda pnimis of all the B'nai Yisrael's writing. Sh'b'mei Chanukah misnoitzetz b'olam hazeh v'oisa or ha'gonus, that during the days of Chanukah, that we're able to draw from that light in this world, from that light, the Oragonas of the Sheshes Mebreishes. And he brings the Bnei Yisrael. Hinei ha'idoisi l'cha. It's a very famous sentence in the Bnei Yisrael. Hinei ha'idoisi l'cha shloisha edim nemanim. I have brought to bear testimony three trustworthy edim. Asher ha'oris or Chanukah hu mebchinas Oragonas. That the light of Chanukah comes from the Or HaGonuz. That when you and I take the candle and we light the menorah, that light is a revelation somehow of the Or HaGonuz, and therefore it can change our lives. Mamash. Haleihema, who are the three Edim Ne'amanim who reveal this Kabbalah, that the light of Chanukah is the Or HaGonuz? Haleihema harav ir v'kadosh bal harokeach zal. The first is the rokeach. We have a Kabbalah that the Rekech's Torah was received from Eliyahu Navi. And the second, who the Bnei Sasa brings, revealed this secret of the Aragonas, is the Maral, which is Yadu Shadvar of Nemru Baruch HaKadosh, which we know that the Maral's Torah was said Baruch HaKadosh, Vahay Mishtamish, the next page, Ayin. The Sefer Yetzirah, we know that the Maral had a koach, he knew how to use the Sefer Yetzirah to create the golem and so on. He had tremendous access to the site, to the secrets of Torah. And the third is the Rav HaKadosh who lived close to our times. Mefursim Ruach Kodesh was famous with his Ruach HaKadosh. Rav Moreno Rav Pinchas Karitzer. Rav Pinchas Karitzer was a big Bar Ruach HaKadosh. Remember, I think I told you last year there was a Meister of Pinchas Karitzer that there was a Yid that was having a very hard time believing and exactly what we're talking about. He believed in Hashem, but it was hard for him to believe that Hashem is actually knows what he's thinking about, what he's feeling, or cares about what he knows about and what he's thinking, and so on. He had a hard time. So he was going to all the Rabbanim in his town, asking them to prove this. How do you prove that Hashem knows and cares about what I'm thinking and feeling? So they tried to give explanations, but he didn't hear any of it. So finally, one of the Rabbanim in his town said, you know, we live not so far from Karetz. Go to Karetz. There in Karetz, there's Rav Pinchas Karetz. Go to Rav Pinchas Karetz and ask him. Maybe he has a better explanation. We can't explain it to you. Go to Rav Pinchas Karetz. So this Yid goes, and he schleps the Karetz, and he asks, where does Rav Pinchas Karetz live? And they tell him, Pinchas Karetz lives over there, the third house on that block. So he comes, and he's walking down the block, and Rav Pinchas Karetz is sitting with a shtender on the porch, learning Gemara. And Pinchas Karetz looks up from the Gemara, and he says, Rabbi, if I know what you're thinking, don't you think Rav Marshall knows what you're thinking? He said, I know what you're thinking. So you don't think Akash Baruch knows what you're thinking? That's what he said. This Pinchas Karetz was a big Baruch HaKadosh. Everything was mamash open to him, completely open to him. Al kein he mitzvah shenemezes b'tayra. B'gneza. Therefore, we know that the light of Chanukah is hidden many, many places in the Torah. B'chem azar kodesh. Because the light of Chanukah itself is the argonas. And therefore, it's hidden in many places. Therefore, it's an amazing thing. Even in the Zohar Kodesh, we don't find discussions of the Ner Chanukah. It's hidden, of course, it's not found in the Torah, the Ner Chanukah. It's only hinted at. Even in Torah Shabbat Peh, you all know that the Mishnah is. There's only Agav in the Mishnah, talks about the time of Bikurim, Matzeres, the Chanukah, but it's not discussed in the Mishnah. Forget that it doesn't have its own Masechta, like Purim. Purim has a whole Masechta Megillah. Chanukah doesn't have a Masechta. It's only a Sugi and Shabbos. It's only a Sugi and Shabbos. That's it. Even though, in terms of the Torah Shabbat Peh of Chanukah, it's Mamish, the biggest. There are more Sfarim that come about Chanukah every year than any other Yontif. Chanukah, everything is Chanukah. Chanukah is very close to Mashiach, because Mashiach is this Galus of the Hagonim. So the further we go along, Chanukah was very, very, very hidden in the earlier times, and now we get closer to the Mashiach. So any of the Yom Tov that's from the Or HaGonos, as you get closer to the Mashiach, they become much bigger, like Lag BaOmer. So Lag BaOmer years ago, even when I was a kid, Lag BaOmer there was nothing. Now it's just so there was an Indian, even by Meron. How many Jews do you think went to Meron in the old? I'm not talking about old days, 1,000. I'm talking about 30 years ago. 30 years ago, by Meron, you would have 100 people, 150 people. A Lag BaOmer. It wasn't. And then already 25 years ago, there was already a few thousand, I remember, that was already going. But when I was a kid, I went. You went right in. It wasn't. Lag BaOmer is a yontif of the Argonis, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of Tzinik Adish, of the Holy Light of the Zohar Kodesh. It's all hidden. But as we get closer to the Mashiach, this Or is Mezgala. So now a million people trying to get to Meron and Lag BaOmer. And Chanukah, you go to the Sforim still, Chanukah. Everything is the Or of Chanukah, even though the whole Chanukah is one little sugi in Shabbos. There's no Masechta Chanukah. There's nothing. If nothing, it's like Nitin Likos. It's not written. We have no Tanakh. We have no Torah Shabbat Sabbath in Chanukah. We have no Torah Shabbat Peh. And even in the Zohar Kodesh, it's only Remiz HaMamish. And the Zohar Kodesh doesn't go into the Holy Nin of Chanukah. It's less Tam Achad. In the whole Zohar Kodesh, the Ner Chanukah is only one time. The Argon is Ner Chanukah. And even in the Zohar Kodesh, it's not like it's focusing on it. It's just Havar Ba'alma, like almost Agam. Notice there's a very, 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 very big secret, and it's only mentioned like a hint is dropped. That's how Chanukah is in Torah Shabbat, in Torah Shabbat Peh, and even in the Zohar Kodesh. Only like a hint every now and then is dropped. B'chemitikun Zohar. And even in the Tikkun HaZohar, Vumi Tamanal, it's because of what we were learning before. Shuhmin Bechinas Or HaGonos, V'chulu. So, V'echlo Yisragish Odom Midvarm Del Havim Eilu. How can a person not get excited when we learn these things? The Nimsa Shalowas Aneos Bovadu Madlik Benar Shalow, that when you and I, tonight, when we're going to light our menorahs, it's not only our menorahs, it's Aneos Shabor HaGonos from Sheshes Vibrations. It's mamishly the light of the Or HaGonos from Sheshes Vibrations. And if a person says, yeah, that's maybe the Square Rebbe's Chanukah, not my Chanukah. So that then again, Ein Luch, then you're having a problem with the Yevanim, that Yevanim made a Gezeirah that you should believe Ein Lecha Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. It's not true. Yesh L'Kol Echad V'Echad Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael. V'ni L'Ba'avur Zeh Hadarish Shehein Smuchin L'Gula. Therefore, the generations that are closer to Mashiach, His Chilu Chaf Mehedol L'Dab M'Inyoni HaMitzvah Zayis, as we get closer to the Mashiach, the Chachama of the generations began to speak more and more about this Yom Tov of Chanukah. There was very little talk about it. It was all Begniza. It was all Or HaGonis. It was hidden. But as we get closer to the Mashiach, everything's Chanukah, Chanukah. Marshlo, Shiru HaRishon. The Rishon never saw such a thing. They didn't imagine that there'd be so much talk about it. And not only that, but you see that even the Jews that have no Shachis to Yiddishkeit, that they want to have Chanukah, they want to have a menorah, they want to do something with Chanukah. So again, the Mesiavnim say that, well, that's because it's Kratzmich, it's because it's the holiday season, so Jews feel bad. So they, again, that's all from the Mesiavnim. It's all part of that Nusach of Yavan. The truth is that Davka and Chanukah more than any other Yontif, a Jew feels that he has a chelik, but like you saw, it's a strange thing. Even Jews that are intermarried, so this one has a tree, the other one has a menorah. So you look at that, and so it makes you sick. You know, you feel it makes you nauseous to see such a thing. But on a deeper level, you think, can you imagine? This person is so vital, he's so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he married a goita, and he still wants to have a menorah. So they put in the house. He has a menorah, and she has a tree. So it's sad. But on a deeper level, he still wants to hold on to the rope. You understand? It's an amazing thing. He says, I still have a chelik b'lokei Yisrael. I'm still connected to the chevel, Yaakov, chevel, nachalosa. I'm not letting go. And why is it that the menorah became that way of holding on, that Chanukah candles became a way of holding on? It's very strange. That should be the way of holding on. Why not Abraminim? It's Daraisa. You know, why not an Esrig? Hold on to your Esrig. These people that light the plastic menorahs, they never heard of an Esrig. Well, they make fun, it's a lemon. But Chanukah, I have to go home to light candles. I have to light candles. They have their little plastic thing, and they can ding, and they light it up. Happy Chanukah. but it's an amazing thing. What is the inner shaykhs? Would they have such an Indian to Chanukah? Because the argon is of creation. It's the first. It's the beginning. It's the other end of the rope, and they don't want to let go of that, and therefore. The Hussai comes with a deep secret. That each one of us has to know that when we go to light the menorah, that's mamash, we're lighting the Ohagonis. That's what I mentioned last night. It's not lahadlik ner shachanukah. I mean, the nusach of the Ari is lahadlik ner chanukah. That my chanukah candle is the ner chanukah from the chashmonaim and from the Ohagonis of gracious. Lahadlik ner chanukah. Not that I bought this in the store. It's lahadlik ner chanukah. Of course, I bought it in the store. This oil, or this wick. But I'm lighting the Ner Chanukah, which is the Argonis. Zehatam adu anema b'riya sa'or v'hi or. V'loikimor b'shar b'riya v'hi chayn. Everything else in creation, when it was created, it says v'hi chayn, and so it was. Only here, by the or, it says v'hi or. Ki lo nisha or zeh behem shech ha'briya. Because the or, that or Argonis was hidden. So by everything else, it says v'hi chayn, because v'hi chayn means it's permanent. So it is. So the trees and the birds, everything's vehi chayn. But by the creation of or, it says v'emokim hi or. It doesn't say vehi chayn. It says vehi or. It doesn't say vehi chayn. V'ak nignas l'tzadikim l'asa lov. Ulam kosav amalvim. Sha'atayr hishlima v'kosav chayn al or b'parashat balos. It's an amazing thing the Malvim says. When you look in Baal Oyscha, b'parashat halokas ne'er is hamanoira. There it says v'yas kain ar. But halokas hamanoira, it says v'yas kain ar. Why? Because the light of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was from the Or HaGonis. The Rabbeinu Nissim, next page, Shehizka Agada Azuv Omar. Reisi b'Medrash Kevin Shehikrivu Shneim Asa Shvatim Lehikriv Shevet Levi. Omlo Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moishu Darbel Aaron V'Amarat Elov. Yesh Chanukah Acheres Yesh Badlok Etzaneres Vani Oisa B'li Yisrael Aydei Benef Nissim Etshua. Chanukah shekruya al shmam bi Chanukas bnei Chashmonoi lefichach hismich pashesul pashes Chanukas amizbech. Ad Kan Shogarban says that the candles in the menorah, the candles of the menorah was of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. The Beis Hamikdash is the beginning of what's going to be later on with the Chanukas Chashmonoi with Chanukah. Nimsa shebishosh Beis Hamikdash ayikarim the spice iron aydei neiris menorah. That's how Hashem consoled Aaron. Aaron felt bad that he missed He wasn't with the Nisim when they brought the Karbonis. Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to give you an avodah that's going to be all the time, forever and ever, which is the menorah. So the Ramban says, what do you mean it's forever and ever? It's not forever. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. There's no menorah. The Teretz is forever and ever is the Ner Chanukah. That's our Ner Chanukah. When you and I light the Ner Chanukah, it's much like being the kite. In our homes, in our dormitories, it's like being the kite standing there. It's like being the kite. It's like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. When you and I light the Chanukah menorah, it's Vayas Kain. Vayas Kain. For each and every one of us, Vayas Kain. At that moment, there is ignited a nitzoitz of the or. Of the Sheshes May Gracious, of the 6 days of creation. And that's why the Indian is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, not just Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, but this is the Ner Chanukah Mamish of the Or HaGanuz of Gracious. Hashem Yisbach should help us to remember this and to believe in this and to feel a chelik, that chelik that each and every one of us has, Belakay Yisrael, that we should be Zayich Mitzvah Hashem to see the menorah lit in the Beis HaMikdash, Begul Hashem HaMikdash, Amen.